to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this fourth day of April 2007. It is a Wednesday. We are into the second hour with my guest today, David Bay, and talking about the second installment of the Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., Riddles and Stone. And this is the second in the series of Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2, and plan to have seven volumes in this series. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, well, then you don't know. The question is, do you have the courage to know and then to look at the beginnings of this country and who was involved in it? John in Idaho, we have a couple of minutes before the next break. Any other comments or questions for my guest today?
Yeah. Also, do you know about the Jesuit link?
You know, Greg Szymanski has been covering that. He's almost become a one-note pony on this network on the Jesuit issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there was a book written back in the 1880s by a high Jesuit, and it described basically the First World War, the Second World War, and the war that we're in now. He basically laid it out that was their plan.
Well, there was, you know, in Masonic literature, Albert Pike, from the Civil War to 1891 when he passed away, was the leader in Freemasonry worldwide. Mm-hmm. He had a vision in 1870, which he published within Masonic literature, and in this vision he was told that three world wars would be necessary to produce the Masonic Christ, and they described the First World War perfectly. They said that the First World War would occur in Europe, but the major purpose of World War One was to overthrow the Tsarist regime,
yes,
and replace it with communism.
Mm-hmm.
The Second World War would also be fought in Europe, but it would be started between Great Britain and Germany. But the purpose of that war is to build Russia up into a major world power.
Mm-hmm.
And the Third World War would start between Israel and her Arab enemies, and out of that war would come the Masonic Rite.
Yeah, well, that's a slight twist off what the Jesuit priest said. He said the third war would be between Christianity and Muslims,
yeah,
and it all goes back to a Hegelian philosophy of where they take two diametrically opposed ideas and rub them up against each other to accomplish.
But in the dialectic process, the Illuminati's got to control both sides or it won't work.
Oh, they
and
do.
And that's what we were talking about, I think, before we took our last break, wasn't it, John?
Yes.
You asked me if the Iranian president was
Ahmadinejad, yes.
Yeah, was. Thank you. Was part of the Bush plan, and when you understand the dialectic, the answer is yes.
Oh yeah.
You know,
they put people in charge on each side.
He's controlled. You know, he's controlled by Russia's Putin, who is fully in sync with George Bush on what's happening in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%.
You know, and it's fascinating to me. I often quip and joke about this, but there's two religious sects, if you will, that both wear yarmulkes, and that's the Catholics and the Jews. Now, I don't know what the connection is, except that they both wear the same style hats, but, you know, it's been talked about. And John, thank you for your call. I appreciate all the points, salient points you brought up. I'm having some problem here, David, trying to connect these dots, because everybody is looking for and wants the point to blame and expose those that are at the root of this. And that's what I want to talk about when we get back from break, and we'll take your calls. I won't leave you holding. We'll roll your calls first, and then we'll get into the subject of who is controlling whom, according to David Bay's research. We'll take this break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We have some lines open. We'll tell you how to get the DVD as soon as we get back from this break. Stay tuned.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage? where perverts and the godless write the rules. Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. If you would like your own copy of Riddles and Stone, and if you have not gotten the first installment, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, we have both copies available here at RBN. You can call us at 800-724-2719. And if you are a seeker of the truth and true history, remember, ladies and gentlemen, that history is written by those who would hang heroes, okay? Revisionist history. Take a trip down Revisionist Street and see what you will find. When you go digging and you find the facts, they don't support the new history. And the grand experiment has been often called the United States here, the constitutionally limited republic, where it was written and the purpose of our government was to make sure that we had freedom and liberty. That was the first and foremost job of our government. Well, take a look at the government today. We are in the Middle East right now. We have the skull and bones guy, Daddy Bush, and little Bush Jr., that claims to be a Christian, and I'll tell you what, there's still a lot of people in this country that have been duped by this man proclaiming to read the Bible. He says he reads the Bible every day. I don't know what Bible he's reading, but it's not any Bible that I'm familiar with, because you cannot be a believer and do the things that you are doing. Whether it's a modern world or not, it makes no difference. Do you think, ladies and gentlemen, that the character of man has changed since the Constitution was written? It was done by whale oil lamps and quill pens with inkwells. Today we have incandescent bulbs and we got ballpoint pens. The technology has changed, but what have we done in a couple of hundred years? Do you think anything has really changed in this country? Has the nature of man changed? Are we going to be that perfect man? God didn't make us perfect. He did that for a reason. Let's go back to the... I'll tell you what, and again, folks, if you want to get both copies of this, you can call this network, and we have them in stock right now, 800-724-2719. I do believe it's $24.95, and if anybody is serious about true history and the people have been ferreting this out, you need to see this information. It will alter your perceptions. You have been programmed your entire life. You have been told what to believe. And man being a social creature, we like to do what the other guy is doing, don't we? Well, there's a new paradigm shift in this country, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't about God. It isn't about freedom. It isn't about your right to be, your right to contract, to own property. It doesn't matter. All of this is being taken from you. And it has to stop. David, in the Bible, it says that if your nation will once again turn your faces to God, I will heal your land.
Right.
And
it certainly does.
And we have people that are trying desperately to remove, and some people, and forgive me, and don't send me emails and don't make phone calls to me here. I use the term God. I don't use the term Yahweh, okay? A lot of people do, and that's fine. I don't want to leave the impression here that, you know, mysteriously I'm putting out secret signals as to who John Stadtmiller is. This is what I was accustomed to, God and Jesus Christ, when I was growing up. So it's a matter of habit to me. I don't use the term Yahweh, although it is in the Bible. Forgive me, but I am a creature of habit. But we are all kind of creatures of habit, but we've too many times displayed this lemming mentality that when things get a little destitute and they get a little bad, that well, we collectively all jump off the cliff together. But David, you're and forgive me for saying this, this is after 15 years of looking at this, I am seeing the vacuum here in this country. And the vacuum is being replaced by something other than God and his teachings, which I don't care if you're an agnostic, folks. I don't care if you're an atheist. I one time had a dyed-in-the-wool atheist tell me, he says, I don't speak about this because being an atheist or being part of that belief system that basically you have no belief, in God or a supreme being, whatever, he says, he told me privately, he says, I don't proclaim this publicly, and I only tell this to my close friends, that, you know, the Ten Commandments are not a bad way for human beings to conduct their lives and deal with each other. And I told him, I said, you know, that's mighty big of you, you know, to say that, you know, the Ten Commandments, and they are just that, folks, commandments, you know, don't steal, don't rob, don't covet, don't use the Lord's name in vain. You know, those sort of Holly Bibble things that are being flushed out of the consciousness of men and women and children in this country on a daily basis. So if that is flushed out, then that little vacuum is going to be filled by what and by whom? David, you mentioned, and there's been many people that are speculating on who the Antichrist is. Some people that say that it's the young prince from Britain. Some say that he's not been seen yet. What is your take on that?
Well, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about who he is. I just know he's coming, and I feel that he's very close. But you will know him because the Bible says that there are that at the end of the age, after Israel is established as back in her nation, back in her land as a nation, two messiahs are going to come. The first one will be the false Messiah, whom the Bible calls Antichrist. The second one will be Jesus Christ. So if you can count to two, you'll know that the first one that appears east of Jerusalem with mighty signs and wonders, claiming to be Jesus Christ, is the false Messiah. As to who he is, I think, you know, we carry in the Cutting Edge Bookstore, we carry a book and a DVD set called Antichrist and a Cup of Tea. And the author is William Cohen, and he's a Messianic Jew, believes in Jesus Christ, and he literally took to a heart two passages in Revelation, or one in Revelation, one in 2 Timothy, excuse me, 2 Thessalonians. The 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that he will be revealed in his own time. But in Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, it says that, you know, that Christians are to calculate the number of the beast. So Christians can know who he is by calculating who he is and what he is and all the things that comprise him. And that's what Cohen did in Antichrist's Cup of Tea. He believes that Antichrist will come from the House of Windsor, either Prince Charles or Prince William. And he may be right.
We'll get into, I'm going to get to these phone calls right now, but I want to get into, before I let you go today, David, I want to get into the issue of who's pulling whose strings. Who
okay.
is at the core of this and the associated satellite groups? Remember, folks, I've always said this, there's only so much room at the top of the capstone, and all these creatures are trying to climb to the top and dominate to be the chosen ones. Well, let it be said that they eat their young. They have no principle. They have no morality. They have no ethics. And you're seeing that demonstrated to you on a daily basis. Just watch your television set. Turn down the sound. You don't need to hear the gibberish. Just watch the images. Bob in Texas. Thanks for holding on, Bob.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to be out of sync because I called in when you all were talking about the Kennedy assassination.
That's fine.
That was quite a while ago.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Also, I want to say that I'm not a big believer in these secret societies controlling everything, but I do have a little tidbit that might fit very well with your hypothesis. You know, Kennedy wrote a book called Profiles in Courage, and one of the main themes from John Kennedy was the idea of compromise. You have to compromise in this world. And one thing that no one ever mentions that John Kennedy did was John Kennedy was responsible for the Prime Minister of Israel to resign, named Ben-Gurion.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to force Ben-Gurion into accept the inspection of their nuclear power facility called Dimona back in the early 1960s. And he couldn't get Ben-Gurion to compromise on that point. And ultimately, Ben-Gurion actually lost his job, and he was replaced with another prime minister who had his roots in the Ukraine. He was a Russian, and he was Jewish, and he had his roots from the Ukraine. And if you fast forward a year or two to Dallas, where Kennedy was killed, you will see that, one, first of all, Mr. Zapruder was also Jewish, and he was from Ukrainian roots. Jack Ruby was Jewish, and his father came from the Ukraine. The building directly behind the car that was carrying Kennedy was called the Dell Tex Building. It had a bunch of fire escapes on it. In that building, there were two dress manufacturers that were owned by Ukrainian Jewish dress manufacturers. There was also, on the sixth floor of that building, I believe, a uranium company owned by a Jewish fellow. Mr. Zapruder himself was of Jewish extraction from the Ukraine area.
There seems, at the time, I think there was only 1% of the population.
Wait, here's the tidbit.
Hold on one second, Bob. I'm not going to cut you loose. Just hang on. Hang on. I was just going to say here, for at the time, back in the early 60s, I think the population of the United States was 1% or less of Jewish people. It's kind of strange that we've got all that Jewish connection around Dealey Plaza down there. Hang on, Bob. I'll let you finish out your points or your questions right after this with David Bay.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob in Texas, continue if you would, sir.
Okay, I just want to say one or two things more, and that is about history revisionism. If you go to Dallas, Texas, you can see it in action in our own country because, as I said, the Daltex building, which was directly behind Kennedy's car from which bullets could easily have been fired, and maybe you think they came from the book depository, that building had fire escapes on it. Those fire escapes have been removed. They don't exist anymore, and they've changed the whole complexion by taking those fire escapes down of that area. Mm-hmm. Finally, Mr. Zapruder was in the perfect position to take the film of the assassination, and he, according to the Internet, was a 33rd degree Mason.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
The question that I posed earlier, that people will contend that the root of all evil on this planet is Zionism, going back to the Talmudic Pharisees, if you will. Some people are claiming that, no, the power of the earth is in Rome and it's being controlled by the Jesuits. That we have groups out there that subscribe to different philosophies and beliefs, the Bilderbergs, the CFR members, so on and so forth. David, in your estimation, after looking at this thing, and you're approaching this from a biblical perspective, a Christian perspective, who's the who's the main characters? Who's at the root of this? And it would be simplistic to say Satan and his minions. But here on Earth, throughout history, what would you say if you had to give a thumbnail sketch to somebody that asked you that question, who are the evil ones controlling all of this?
Well, America is controlled by the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations. They control both Republican and Democrat parties, control the government. CFR is controlled by the Bilderbergers. And it was interesting, a former Satanist, now a born-again Christian, now has his own ministry, told me just before Bush launched the invasion in 2003 that when he was in the coven, as part of his training, he was told at the Bilderberger meeting of 1954, it was decided that at the end of the period, leading up to the appearance of a Masonic Christ, America was going to invade Iraq. That was planned in 1954. So the Bilderbergers are very influential. Bilderbergers themselves are controlled by a mysterious group called the Council of Nine. And the only American on that group is Henry Kissinger. And the group is headed itself. The top man of that group is Prince Charles.
You mean we've had this vampire, that's how I referred to Mr. Kissinger. He was a double agent during World War II, worked for the Russians and the United States.
Henry Kissinger, even though he's Jewish, he did his best to take Israel down in the Yom Kippur, in the 1973 Yom Kippur War. I mean, he really did. He didn't inform Nixon for a few hours after the war broke out, and then when Nixon ordered that America resupply the Israeli Defense Force and, if necessary, to strip all of our supplies out of Europe. Kissinger delayed implementation of that order for several hours. And when Nixon found out about it, he picked up the phone and directly ordered the Joint Chiefs to start sending those planes in the sky. So Henry Kissinger is one nasty dude. He really is.
He has been an advisor to the presidents for how many different presidents? Going back to Richard Nixon.
Well, Nixon and Ford.
Yep.
Nixon, Ford, and now Bush. Bush tried to appoint him to the 9/11 Whitewash Commission.
Yeah, the Keene Commission, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So that tells you what Bush is all about, if his Bing Skull and Bones wasn't enough.
Well, and we've seen the movie Skull and Bones, where they do a recreation of the Skull and Bones headquarters in Yale University. And inscribed in the marble in the main rotunda or receiving area is the word war, W-A-R, emblazoned in marble for all to see. And Eisenhower himself warned the American people about the military-industrial complex, and we see this unholy alliance with the Halliburtons and the Bechtels and the personages behind this, like Mr. Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
War makes money for a select few of people, and your sacrifice, it's like a sacrifice on the altar that you must serve your country.
Satanists look at it exactly that way. Satanists look at wars as being sacrifices to Lord Satan for the implementation of the New World Order. They do.
John in Washington. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I want to actually pick your guest's brain briefly because I have in my hand here something that I'm not sure what it is. My dad's side of the family is heavily involved in Freemasonry. My one uncle was Scottish Rites. My dad is a Knights Templar, and my uncle that gave me this sword that I'm holding, it was from the Yarrab Temple.
And boy, you just hit a lot of hot topics there. I'll tell you what, hang on a second, John. I've got to go to break here. Rita Dalton Vandy and others will get to all of your calls after this. My guest today, Mr. David Bay, in the series, ladies and gentlemen, this one, The Riddles in Stone, the second installment, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., out of the series Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. Call us at 800-724-2719 to order your copy today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. We're in the final stretch of this edition of the National Intel Report. My guest, David Bay. Out of the seven series planned, it may go longer, but right now it's on the drawing board for seven different installments into the secret mysteries of America's beginnings. And today we're talking about Riddles and Stone, about the Masonic influence in government and right in the seat of power, ladies and gentlemen, in the District of Criminals, that's right, Washington, D.C., just absolutely replete with paganistic, Kabbalistic, Masonic symbology. I mean, it going back to before Rome, folks, going back to the Egyptians. It is fascinating. John in Washington, please, sir, if you would, continue.
Well, what I was going to do is briefly describe this sword, because the uncle that was a member of the Yarrab Temple gave it to me when I was a very young teenager and told me to always keep it and that it would protect me.
Mm. Well, so it's an amulet, right?
It is a sword that has an ivory handle. And it has a Crusades motif to it, a knight's head on the end of the handle with a gargoyle on top of it. It's got a Masonic square that's laid on flat side with the 90-degree angle pointing straight up with a crucifix through the center of the square.
then on the just above the hand guard, it's got a crown with a crucifix through the hollow part of the crown, and then right below that it's got a skull and bones, and the inscription on the skull and bones engraving says Memento Mori. The rest of the sword is etched in iconography of just about every description and everything you've talked about, everything from the Maltese crosses to crucifixes and knights and armors and the Crusades and so forth. And they have tried to get me, my dad and both my uncles, tried to get me into this at early on in my life, and I just had a gut reaction or repulsion for it. And it pissed them. I'm sorry. It made them quite angry that I would not get involved in it. They tried to get me into the temple, but I wouldn't. And
is your father still alive, John?
Yes, he is. But he's got Alzheimer's, and even with Alzheimer's, when I try to ask him questions, because he'll tell you just about anything else if you ask him. But even with Alzheimer's, I've tried to ask him about this, and he just looks at me and he won't say a word.
I understand. Well, you're not within the enlightened circle. So why should he? You rejected his offer of, you know, being the enlightened group here. You rejected him when you were a young man.
Well, what is this sword? What is this about? Is this an initiation sword, or is
that sword is undoubtedly created for some sort of a ritual. Very common, some sort of a ritual that the Masons do. You know, a pagan ritual, and of course in the. Once you get above the 30th degree, all the rituals are pagan. They're very evil. I would. The Bible says that anything that's created for an occult purpose is a cursed object. And I think that's what you have in your hands there. I would not take it home with me. I get rid of it. Get it out of my house.
Well, I've kept it because I've wanted to know exactly what it goes to, because I've seen some fairly odd things. I've been to a Scottish Rite's funeral, and that's pretty creepy. And I know that when I was about 14, my dad had this book that looked something like a Bible, and I was reading it, and there were things in this book where they were talking about an initiation ceremony where they symbolically kill you and you're blindfolded and you fall backwards and you have to fall backwards on faith that they're going to catch you before you hit the floor. And
isn't that a ritual that's practiced in the Skull and Bones, David?
Yeah, it is.
Well, they said something else in there about if you ever let this book and the secrets and so forth fall into the wrong hands, this, that, and the other, that you would even be obligated to eviscerate your wife or your children and strangle them with their own entrails. And
those are oaths that you take after you have actually joined the Masons and have come under, and have placed yourself under their obligation. So if you've never been a Mason, you're not under their obligation. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you have nothing to fear from their threat.
Oh, well, I definitely went there. I made that decision quite a while back.
That sword was made for a ritual or rituals, and I would get rid of it. It's what the Bible calls a cursed object. Now, as far as some of the symbols are concerned, the crown with the cross through it is a Rosicrucian symbol. It's one of the major Rosicrucian symbols.
That's why I called you, because when you started talking about that, the light went on.
And of course in Scottish Rite Masonry, the 18th degree is the degree of the Rosy Cross.
Well, the cross that's sticking through that crown on the other side at the hilt is inlaid with a ruby or a red color.
Yeah.
It's red.
Yeah. Well, the Illuminati loves red because that's the color of blood. That's why communism took the color red for their major color. But Freemasonry makes quite a bit of use of their precious stones in their ritual objects. The skull and bones, of course, tells you that this is a black magic type of group that your dad or your granddad was involved in. They're the only ones that use a skull and bone.
You know, John, I was just thinking as you were describing this this ritual sword, I can remember holding one of the original copies and looking at Albert Pike's Morals and Dogma. And I'll tell you, it was more than just a creepy feeling. I had seen other reprints of Morals and Dogma, and there was things left out of that that evidently they didn't want as common knowledge. But it was more than just a creepy feeling holding one of those original editions of Morals and Dogma. And I'm with David here. I wouldn't keep that around. I don't know exactly what your plans are for it. I mean, once you find out and you satisfy your curiosity as to actually what you're holding in your hands, I'm with David. I would get rid of it.
If you by keeping in your house, especially now that you know what it is, you are giving permission for the demonic influence that's behind that to come into your house.
Ooh.
Okay, now you really got me.
You have just given permission. You have just given permission.
Well, I'll tell you what. One other quick thing, and I'll jump off so these other guys can get on. But I was in Amsterdam, and I was shooting a lot of photographs and so forth, and there's a huge synagogue there. It's right close to Vaningstraat, Street there, and I was down there nosing around and poking around through the alleyways and the backsides, and I walked all the way around it a couple of times, actually, and I even went inside there after I'd been around the outside, and then when I came out, I was cutting back through the alley to go down to catch the tram, and there was a black Bentley. And they're not real big on cars over there, especially big luxury cars. There was this black Bentley parked behind the synagogue, and this guy comes out of there, and he is obviously a very the wardrobe and so forth was a Catholic. He was Catholic. He had almost like a crown on his head, but it was cloth, but it was shaped like a crown sort of, and it was all. And then I found out about a year later when I was looking through and studying the Jesuit order, because I just found out about that, and who the man that I saw, because I saw him almost face to face coming out of that synagogue, and that was Peter Hans Kolvenbach.
Really?
Coming out of the back door of a synagogue and getting into a black Bentley in Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Hey, John, do you have a deep body of water around you?
No.
You don't?
I'm on top of a mountain.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I would break that sword, I would deep six it, and then I'd say a prayer. And I'd get that out of my house, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't keep it in my house 1 minute.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks.
I'm over in my office right now, so I don't think I'm taking it back home. I brought it over here so I could, you know, detail it to you. But
I understand.
The skull and bones at the head of the procession on this thing really set me off, and I've just learned about all of this stuff in the last 5 years, and so I tried to get Jim Mars, I think it was, to check this sword out, and he told me he wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
If that were mine and I was anywhere near Washington, D.C., I would stick that right in the ground in the Washington Mall and leave it. Give back to them what they have given to us. John, thank you for your call.
All right, great. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Rita in Colorado. David, I'll tell you what.
What?
I don't know how you get rid of stuff like that and to keep it out of the hands of somebody else, because obviously that
is... But you've got to break it or burn it.
Yeah.
Like you said, you have to destroy it, but definitely make sure it doesn't ever get back in your home.
You know, I mean, even the lure of vampirism, that you can only come in, a vampire can only come into your house when invited.
Right.
John, thanks for your call. Rita in Colorado, you're up.
Yeah, anyway, you've got a really good thing here going on, John, and I noticed what's happening is that the more this we keep coming down the path in a kind of uncovering things, we start to get to the point where a lot of the people that were kind of combing along with this, you know, they seem to me, maybe some of them we're really kind of on the other side, and we see what happens when we start to define these words, because, you know, if the words are just kind of loosely defined, like Zionist or Satanist, you know, it doesn't really ring any bells, because people will say,
now, what is Zionism? What is Satanism? What is I
understand. Well, see, I was on with Deanne Burley. She had me on the last hour of her show last Saturday, and I got into that what is Satanism thing, because where I worked, I kind of came in contact with some of these people, and what they were really after. It wasn't just medical information systems. We started out talking about how the Walter Reed was kind of set up as a, you know, they could murder people there. And I knew, because I knew about software. But the company was actually bought up by, well, kind of like the super mob. And what they were connected to later, they actually... president of the company started the Human Genome Project. So we get to the point where these words mean something, because certain people have this concept about, you know, what is cannibalism? You know, do they like blood? Do they like to live that way? You know, and the Christians are not the cannibals. So, you know, there is, you know, it comes to the point, I can see just walking down this road, that, you know, we're going to get to that point where we're going to see, well, you know, maybe some of the people that were kind of allies are going to look at each other differently, because we're going to say, hey, you know, that this really means something. These words mean something.
Well, and nobody can tell me that all the people, Rita, in Washington, D.C., all the compromised and bought off ones, that they're trying desperately to push the North American Union, which is the mirror to the European Union, and we know where that goes from there, that they're feigning ignorance. No, this is just about trade. You know, this isn't about globalism. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, no, it's conspiracy fact. We've talked a lot about this on this program. Many other hosts have covered this in depth, and it's being exposed. And if I were a congressman or a senator in occupying a seat in Washington, D.C. right now, I'd be very, very nervous. I'd be very afraid, because it's no longer a secret. It's out on the streets. And I think there's a paradigm shift. I mean, if you can believe it, Rosie O'Donnell coming out about 9/11. Well, I got one better for you. Roseanne Barr is coming out, and she's speaking out. Now, Roseanne Barr, known for her TV series, and I even forget the name of the thing, but it doesn't matter. I never watched it, but she's probably most famous for butchering the national anthem at a baseball game. But she is coming out with information of her own. So I'm seeing people on the deep left, well-paid individuals, starting to come out. And I don't know, I've been talking to people the last couple of days about this, and I can't get my mind wrapped around it. Are these people that are understanding the depth of this evilness, and they're trying to pull back from it? Or is it just a planned opposition to what's really going on? I haven't figured it out yet, but I think
we still got a lot of both sides players going on here, John. And sometimes I think what you have done when you made your network is you had instincts that are really good, but sometimes you don't trust your first instinct. You know, like the first instinct you had about Uncle Fester. And maybe the first instinct that's got about the guy that's got the show at 11 o'clock. So if you need somebody, if you need somebody at 11 o'clock,
someday, I didn't get the Fester thing, Rito. You'll have to enlighten me.
Oh, I mean Fetzer.
Oh, Mr. Fetzer, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Jim Fetzer. But anyway,
I'm thinking Uncle Festus and the Adams family.
Right.
Okay.
But anyway, I mean, he had this Leo Wanta guy for a whole long time. He said, well, what do we want to get some black money for George Bush? But now today he's got like the old-time crypto Jew guy. Really, I mean.
Rita, do me a favor. We're talking with David Bay today. We're not talking about Greg's
Suspension.
Okay. Thanks. Alrighty. Appreciate your call. Dalton in Tennessee. Hello, Dalton.
Hey.
Yes.
I've been really thinking hard about a lot of things in terms of my raising in Christianity. And one thing I'd like to say real quickly is the Methodist church that I grew up in Michigan had that picture of the cross inside the crown in the center of a great big stained glass window there.
A lot of Christians don't understand what they're looking at. They just think that's a nice Christian symbol, and they appropriate it not realizing what its roots are.
But what I did want to say is I've been thinking also a lot about, you know, the rules and the interplay of how our government's actually supposed to work and how the Christianity is supposed to work. And that whole Antichrist thing that everybody's so obsessed with doesn't really bother me at all. What bothers me is all the people running around thinking that they are true Christians and living so many values that are diametrically opposed to it.
Hey, Dalton, I'll carry on over the break here, but some of the most notorious people that I've ever met in my life are the in-your-face, self-proclaimed Christians. And I'll tell you what, if they burst into a ball of flame, I wouldn't walk across the street and throw a bucket of water on them and put them out. We'll be right back. Hang on.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Dalton in Tennessee, continue. We only have a few minutes left, though.
Right. Let me just make one real quick point here, and that is this. You know, I personally believe that we are saved by grace alone and not works, but it also says we will be known by our fruit. Are you there?
Yes.
If you see a neighbor, a Christian, being drug off their place to the hooskow because they didn't ship their chickens or whatever else, and you say, well, I'm not worried about that. I don't have any chickens. You have judgment coming down on you for standing idly by.
Was that in response to my comment about bursting into a ball of flame and not throwing a bucket on them, bucket of water?
No. I'm just saying that the problem is all these Christians are in this disconnect. And all these people who believe, oh, yeah, I'm a good American, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, as they got this Constitution, everything that they do so far as separating people from their inalienable rights is an insult to God.
An act of omission.
It is.
Yeah.
And so
the new Patriot Act 2 stipulates that if a person protests to the police that someone you know has been hauled off, the police have every authority to come and arrest that person that complained.
Dalton, thank you for your call. Vandy, you've been hanging on forever. I want to squeeze you in here real quick. Go ahead, Vandy.
Hey, thanks, John. Great show and a great guest.
Yes, sir.
David.
Yes.
The council, I'm sorry, two questions. Is Tavistock the European arm of the CFR?
Basically, I think.
Okay, and in terms of hierarchy, if the Council of Nine controls the Bilderbergs,
and the Bilderbergs controls the CFR, who controls the Council of Nine?
Yes, that also ties into...
Well, the Council of Nine is the supreme, governing body in all this. Prince
okay.
Charles is the leader, so if you had to point to someone, I guess you would have to point to Prince Charles.
Okay, so
the
where
House
does...
of Windsor, maybe. House of Windsor.
Where does the Council of 300 and the Club of Rome fit into it?
Well, they are subsidiaries of it. The Club of Rome is a quasi-religious organization, and very, very, very strong in New Age movements. Tavistock Institute has been infamous for their medical experiments and their movements into their experiments into psychic phenomenon. But the Council of 300 is if you had to fit it any, I would say it would be equal in power to the Bilderbergers.
But, okay.
These are all very shadowy groups, and the only reason that I know that Prince Charles is the head of the Council of Nine and Henry Kissinger is on that council is because two former Satanists who are now born again told me that that's what they were told in the coven. And they told me that independent of each other. So, you know, they one verified the other.
Vandy, we're out of time.
Well, John.
I appreciate your call. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. David Bay, second installment in The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 2. The first volume is also available through Republic Broadcasting Network. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. Both of them are available, 800-724-2719. David, I'm going to bring you back on real soon because you are an absolute storehouse, a wealth of information. And I'll have to have you back real soon. It's been a fascinating 2 hours, and I appreciate
you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you spending the time with us.
Okay, my friend. Thanks.
All righty. Thank you,
bye.
David.
All right.
Folks, tomorrow, tune in.
It's